Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
And the way I would love to keep playing that song for you, because I know that I never would have made it without my God. It's Marvin Sapp with Never Would Have Made It. A very good afternoon to you, and welcome, welcome, welcome. A very warm welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. My name is Lukom Kwedi Phuthi, and I'm absolutely thrilled to start off yet another week with you. Oh man, it's a different week, I must say. Definitely a different week. And this week, actually, I don't know if I should say is a start of something beautiful, or should I say it's a continuation? I think I'm confused. I'm confused because the voice I'm introducing to you this afternoon is relatively new, but not quite new. But now you guys must also understand, and closer, my English is not the greatest. So anyway, this afternoon we're starting, I want to say we're starting a brand new feature. Yay! As you can hear that voice. Starting. Well, the reason why I'm struggling with saying we're starting a brand new feature is because you heard this voice last week, but I think you're hearing it in a different light today. And let's officially welcome into Monday's edition of Spectrum, and this is quite continuous, and I know he's going to feel so awkward about this, Dr. Manda Chifularu.
No. Manda Chifularu works beautifully.
And I think it's especially awkward because when I bumped into you earlier, I didn't say Dr. Manda, and all of a sudden you're Dr. Manda.
Now that we're on air, I'm Dr. Manda. And,
yes.
And it was nice to sort of say, hi, my name is Manda. And we just continued from there.
Life
and
continued.
All of a sudden,
exactly.
There's a Dr. Manda on air.
But definitely, we've got, I think also, let me try and redeem myself, Manda.
Yeah.
When I say Dr. Manda Chifularu.
Yes.
And I am clear on that title.
Yeah.
That for me says, I have brought out somebody who knows exactly what he's talking about.
I'm not sure.
I'm not about thumb sucking here. I'm not just bringing, you know, sometimes, and I used to say this a lot. I still say it actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will say things as a person.
Yeah.
With confidence, even if they don't match sense. So it's easy for me to bring Amanda in here.
Yeah.
Who, I don't want to say it this way, but I'm so tempted. A loud mouth Manda who knows too much. But deep down, we both know Manda
There's
has no
there.
Claim. So I'm really, really appreciative of this moment, Manda.
Yeah.
That you have decided to come on board when we actually invited you in. And we're all about leadership. We're all about leadership in the season. And I must say, Spectrum in particular has been dedicated to a lot of leadership. On Friday as well, I've got another feature on leadership. But this one, I'm locking it to you.
Lovely.
We're locking it right there.
I think let's
do it officially now because you're new on the slot.
Let's do this.
I really just want a proper introduction of who you are.
Okay.
And what you'll be bringing to us this season. What you're all about, basically.
Lovely. So let's do this and we'll make it as quickly as possible. So my name is Dr. Manda Chifularu, as Luca will have it. I'm the founding director and CEO at Superlead Advisory, which is a consultancy that specializes in strategy and operations consulting, as well as leadership coaching. Similarly, I'm a director at the Center for Leadership at Dialogue at Gordon Institute of Business of Science, which is Gibbs Business School. So to a large extent, I'm a management consultant, I'm a lecturer, if it were, at Gibbs, and I'm a leadership coach and an author of a fantastic book called Lead with Super Clarity. You know, if you want everything else, Luko, I'm a chemical engineer with...
What?
I am.
Can we just under our breaths mumble your age? Because it seems to me you are literally just achieving so much.
Yeah, that age thing. Is that one topic I avoid?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. But one day we'll get to it.
It's not gonna matter. Trust me.
I hope so. Yeah.
So you're a lecturer.
I'm a lecturer and a director there at the Center for Leadership and Dialogue.
Oh, yeah. So basically, Tishala is a teacher, guys.
Yes.
So just in case you missed that one.
Yes.
But I'm really, really excited to have you do this feature with us. Like I say, you have earned your caps to be sitting on that chair. So I'm literally just another student. Treat me as another student at Kibbs. So, man, let's start here. I believe today we are on leadership once again.
Yeah.
Value-based leadership is about leading with integrity and purpose, but it's often misunderstood.
Yeah.
Can you kindly briefly define what values-based leadership is?
Lovely. Oh, and I just realized there's a second part of your question I didn't answer, which
yes,
is what will we be bringing every week on this show?
Mm-hmm.
And what we aim to do is to cover a broad range of leadership topics in a manner that is easily digestible. And we're going to have a very simple conversation. And hopefully in each of these episodes, we will sort of get into some of the latest thinking on how you can lead better and how you might just make one improvement in how you lead yourself, others, and perhaps how you lead organizations. So today...
You know what I'm loving?
Mm.
You just said how you lead yourself and others.
Yeah.
In other words, it just does not begin with people. It has to start with self.
And to a very large extent, the leadership job is that of leading oneself.
Mm.
Before we get into... So I teach strategy there at Kibbs as one of the modules I teach. Before we get into like the overall company strategies and finance and all of that stuff, the biggest task of leadership is self-leadership. And it's going to be reflected in today's conversation as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think if you can answer my first question, actually.
Yeah.
Let's get this going.
All right, let's get this going. So, and the simplest way without jargon is to sort of say when people sort of lead others to a large extent, there are many people that are led based on numbers and targets. Mm-hmm. You know, you must deliver X amount, and we make sometimes decisions largely based on short-term sort of targets and numbers and what we want to achieve. But on the other end, so values-based leadership, it's sort of this approach to leadership that's guided by deeply held values rather than sort of short-term and external pressures and all sort of pressures from the boss, if it were. It prioritizes ethical decision-making, integrity, alignment between personal and organizational values. And it's yes, you still deliver and you bring the performance, but it's largely anchored on purpose. And why this is important, especially for those leaders that are Christian, there is an expectation that you sort of leave out and you lead, you know, and kind of bring up the Christian values in how you lead.
Mm.
I have seen, because I've been in this work for a while, I've seen even Christian institutions that are toxic, that people can't even bear sort of working there, and they just work there largely because they have to earn an income.
Yeah.
And very easily... Instead of not judging the leaders in those organizations, you find that very easily the values, the love for the people, all of those things starts to erode away in pursuit of numbers and performance and targets and donor funded, preset targets and objectives. And you are in an institution led by a prayerful leader, and yet they don't demonstrate those values as they lead you.
Sure, that's quite challenging, I must say. As as you said, I can imagine one saying, and I really pray and hope that it will get us to a point where, as Christian leaders as well, we introspect when we have these conversations and say, "I'm a Christian leader. I might be leading a really, really thriving business, but how are my leadership skills?
Yes.
Am I leading well?
And more so, how are my leadership values?
Values.
And purpose. And is that love coming across?
Mm.
Otherwise, you know, we are the same, right? And
sure.
And to a large extent, you know, we almost view the places we work as marketplace.
Mm.
And we are there to minister in how we lead and how we conduct ourselves daily, such that those that perhaps are not in the Christian faith might say, you know what, there is something about the way Luco leads. I wonder what drives that.
Mm.
And before you know it, you have the opportunity to share the love of Christ with your colleagues.
Wow. Now, at the core of values-based leadership are four key principles, you say.
Yes.
Which is self-reflection, balance, true self-confidence, and genuine humility. Can you give us an overview of these four principles before we actually explore them in more detail?
Right. So, as you said, we're not just plucking these things off air. These conversations will be grounded on literature as well. So these come from a fantastic book called Becoming the Best by Professor Harry Kremer. And he outlines four key principles. The first one is self-reflection, which is this ability to critically assess one's own values, motivations, and decisions to make sure that they align with their long-term purpose. And just so that we have our listeners with us, today we're going to spend the rest of our time on just this one.
All right.
This ability to, one, understand your own values, the key motivations, your strengths, your drivers, and even to a large extent, if time allows, when this feature is finished, you might be able to walk away with a purpose statement of your own. We'll give you a template at the very least and sort of help you do that. So the first piece is just that self-reflection, self-awareness, and kind of self-alignment, if it were. The second one is this balance, which is about seeing situations from multiple perspectives. And especially when you're about to make decisions. The challenge with leadership sometimes is that we might be so convinced about how we think about the world and what the true north is, and shut out the voices, especially softer voices in the room. You often find in a room there's two or three extroverts that kind of just hogs the meeting.
True.
And then there is valuable content from those that are might be softer voices. And the idea of balance is, you know, being able to step back, kind of see the situations from multiple perspectives. And ultimately, the decisions that come from there, hopefully they're better. And the third and the fourth, true self-confidence, which comes from self-awareness, knowing both your strength and your weakness. This one, we're going to do a whole new kind of talk on that. Because there's a spectrum, right, from, you know, like the conversation we had last week, where they hugely imposter syndrome, where there isn't a lot of confidence, and there's like overconfidence, which is associated with pride and arrogance. But what we're talking about here is a balanced kind of view of saying, I bring this to the table, I learn this way because I'm still growing in this. So that's self-true confidence. And the fourth one, which is my absolute favorite, is genuine humility, which is sort of respecting others, valuing contributions at all levels. And I think most people know, and those that have been led by someone who is genuinely humble can attest to the fact that, you know, it's such a beautiful thing to work with a colleague like that.
To be led by a humble person, I think, is top tier.
It is.
Absolutely top tier.
It absolutely is.
Dr. Banda, I think let's just grab a glass of water and be right back.
Awesome.
I must say, I'm really, really happy with one thing. You're all learned on this, but you're bringing it to our level. And that's what we need right now. Because quite honestly, we might hear all this jargon and still leave not having understood what you're saying. So definitely, you're on the right track. Let's grab a glass of water. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082
657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Well, having such a great time in here, I must say. We really, really are having a good time. But it's time for us to go back to our chat because time really does fly when we're having fun. And earlier on, Dr. Manda was just talking on, I need to find this, leadership. There's a word I want. Values-based leadership.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know, when you're not familiar with the language, things get really, really tricky. But I think it's time for us to continue where we left off, Dr. Vanda.
Yes.
Now, a strong leadership foundation starts with having a clear purpose. And I think you attributed to this earlier on.
Yeah.
Is there a tool that can be used for this?
Absolutely. For many of listeners, listening to us right now, you know, if I was to ask, hey, can you kind of tell me what your purpose is? I think most of us kind of get a sense that, yeah, I mean, you know, a purpose is an important thing.
Uh-huh.
It's your big why. It's sort of your leadership compass. But if we settle down the noise and say, tell me, what is your purpose? I wonder how many people can pull out a piece of paper and say, here's my purpose statement.
I think actually we get irritated and annoyed by the question to begin with because you're like, hey, Bo, is that how our conversation is supposed to start and end?
Yes.
But I'm going to be honest. If you ask me what my purpose is, I think I'd be all over the place. You know, I was talking to my counselor a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things we were really focusing on were things I had spoken about at the start of our sessions last year of things I wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
And she was just saying how I have actually managed to achieve a lot of those.
Lovely.
But be that as it may, don't be rude now. but be that as it may, I'd probably still get a bit confused. And I think also primarily because we always want to have the correct answer when one asks such questions.
Yeah. And
so I don't know what my... I don't know how to answer that. It's going to start with me and being honest.
Okay,
I don't know how to answer that.
And then I think let's just kind of work through this. And
yes,
then hopefully
please.
By the end of this, our time together, we have some version. We have a first draft of your purpose statement,
yes,
if it were. And the reason why I think this matters, we are coming towards the end of first quarter of this year. Can you believe it? And people usually start off saying, I want to do 1, 2, 3, 4, the what to do, and this is how I'm going to do it.
The resolutions.
Yeah, the resolutions. But the deep-seated why you want to do those things, if that's not clear, it's a very easy for those resolutions to fall off by week 3, week 4, week 5. So you know, Simon Sinek wrote a book, say, Start With Why. And what we're trying to do here is to help our listeners to really think about their why. And we will structure this according to, you know, there's many scholars on purpose, but the easiest one to work with is by Kristen Whelan. And she defines purpose as, here we go, using your strength to live in keeping with your values and positively impacting the lives of others. So that's at a high level, a definition, you know, it probably doesn't matter much. But what matters is the following. There are 5 components for us to fully unpack what your purpose statement is. The first one is unpacking your unique values. Dare I say your core values, which we'll walk through now. Unpacking your strength, which will help you work through that, and sort of figuring out the being super clear on the community that you serve.
Okay.
And the commitments you want to make to that community. And the last one, and the fears that you will have to go through to be able to do what you need to do. So so we're going to unpack values, strengths, community, commitments, and fears. When that is said and done, here is your purpose statement, Luko. So
okay.
We're going to write it like this. Because I value... And then we're going to put in brackets 2 or 3 of your core values. I will use my gifts. We will put 2, 3, 4 of your gifts to make a positive impact in this community, in young girls, within Pretoria or however your community is set up. And I accept my fears of, fear of failing, the last time we spoke about
yep.
my other fears. While
fear of being put in the pedestal.
Ooh, fear mm-hmm. of being put in the pedestal.
Yeah.
And then the last piece of that sentence is, while making a purpose-based commitment to do the following. So let me just read it easily. Because I value X, I will use my gifts of Y to make a positive impact to a Z community. And I accept my fears of A, B, C, and I make a purpose-based commitment to do 1, 2, 3. So if we can capture that as like a raw, rudimentary purpose statement, we can then sort of fine-tune it and we can put a music around it. We can do all sorts of things and we can essentially have a purpose statement that when I say, look, what's your purpose? You're like, here.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. All right. So personal values play a key role in shaping leadership decisions. Can they be categorized and how do they guide a leader's choice?
Very, very simply. So to a large extent, values are what guides our decision making and our conduct.
True.
And sometimes, or in most cases, they do this sometimes without even us being aware what are some of those values guiding us below mm-hmm. the surface. So to categorize them, Patrick Lencioni has done this beautifully. He sort of breaks them down into three types of values. So one is permission to play values. These are sort of like basic ethical standards like honesty, integrity, etc., etc. You almost want to think of them as sort of the Ten Commandments type stuff. You know, don't lie, don't...
Your mind is so quick. How did you even get to that? I'm looking at you because that's not even written on your notes. But for me, you're like, I know what it sounds like.
And oftentimes when I ask people, and we slow down the music and say, what are your values?
Mm-hmm.
After a bit of mumbling is integrity, being ethical, and there's nothing wrong with that. Those mm-hmm. are sort of, you know, be a normal human being, be a decent person. And those are permission to play values. So when I coach people and their values are at the permission to play level, there's a good chance that they haven't done the work to okay. really unearth their values. So the second type, which really this needs a bit of work, these are what we call core values. That's core to Luko. Mm-hmm. And these are sort of deeply held to you individually. If I describe 4 or 5 of them, and then someone might go, are you talking about Luko? I think that's sort of...
They kind of identify with me.
They sort of identify with you. Mm. I'll give you a quick example. And the core values, right, they help you navigate dilemma moments. So the reason why the permission to play values are okay is they don't quite help you, you know, don't steal, you know... You're not trying to balance one decision over the other.
Yes.
It's just, okay, we don't steal.
That's it.
Finish and clear.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, you were telling me about your beautiful twins.
Yes.
So when they grow to, I don't know, primary school, and in some of these schools, they've got these wonderful emails they send you.
Mm-hmm.
They will say, Luko, there is a daughter's mother picnic. At 11:30.
Okay.
Right. And then at 11:30, you're also presenting at work or potentially have a show
mm-hmm.
to run. Now, where do you go at 11:30?
Work. I'm being honest, guys. And I'd probably choose to go to work and send my sister or someone to go to the picnic.
Yes, and that's a beautiful decision. Someone else might choose to go to the picnic
mm-hmm.
and ask a colleague to step in for them.
Okay.
So both decisions are right. The mm-hmm. difference is what's core, like for you, your okay. core, if your core value at the top end was family, comes first.
Then even work would know, but I'm not making it.
I'm not coming. So core values help you navigate dilemma moments.
Mm.
So when, and they are running, they're like an operating system.
They're almost at conflict with something else that is just as important.
Yes. So now let's say your value was family first, but then you choose to go to work. Mm-hmm. Deep down, there's a bit of a something is being scratched, and it's, you kind of go, I don't quite like this place, you know. And you know, they can have all the wonderful things, but it's just rubbing against an internally strongly held core value of family comes first, and they don't, I don't know, maybe allow you to go to the picnic. So both those things are true, but it's important for you to say, all right. Hi, my name is Luko. My core value is work first. No.
I can explain. It's fine.
No. Okay. So, and here's the assignment. Mm-hmm. It's for our listeners and ourselves to really do some deep reflection and thinking about what is truly core to me. So I'll tell you one example for me. So I hold this value of continuous learning, and I have I don't know, more than 12 post matric qualifications, including the doctorate.
And when you spoke about chemical engineering, I got
way too many. And if someone asked me, yeah, how do you succeed? You know, I might say, you know, learn some more, go to get more degrees. But it's my
core value.
It's one of my core values. And what I found in my earlier years, I used to job hop a lot. Largely because, you know, I get there and then I figure out how things work here, and then I get bored.
Oh.
And
your qualifications were just opening doors for you. So it was like, hey, I can leave and go to the next.
But also, like, the place just starts to, doesn't matter how good it is,
it could bore you at some point because you've reached your pinnacle.
If I'm not learning,
oh,
yes, then something doesn't work. One of my core values is acting courageously. So I say yes to this interview, even though anything can go wrong, right?
Exactly.
But then I stop and I go, if courage is my value, do I say yes or no to this opportunity to do this live? And if I, you know, we're going to spend more time, so you will hear some of the stories. But what matters for us here is, have our listeners and ourselves here worked out those 3-4 core values that are critical? And then I can lift it. Okay, if I lift it to the company, you know, it's going to take long. The last one is what we call aspirational values. These are one or two values that they're not quite yet you or me, but, you know, I would love to be someone that shows up on time, you know, but, you know, it's still a work in progress.
Oh, my word. Sorry to cut you there, Dr. Manda, but do you know how I got being on time, right?
Yeah.
If you asked anybody that knows me, they'd tell you I'm the worst when it comes to time.
Right.
But the day I committed to being extremely early when I didn't even need to, that's the day I became early. So, for instance, I'm in here at 4:00.
Sure.
So I then made a decision that I would never get to, I'd try my best not to get to work at 3:30.
Right.
I can even get, when it's a normal day and I don't have any other stuff to do.
Yeah.
I rush for 3:00. I convince my mind.
Wow.
I go in at 3:00.
Wow.
And that has saved me for the past year, actually. It saved me from so much.
Sure.
From missing flights.
Sure.
From that helped me to say, lie to yourself about time.
Sure.
And it works.
I've missed a number of flights. I'm one of those guys running through the airport.
Same here.
this week we had an event, and we were talking to one of the colleagues, and then she was saying, no, that person, I'm surprised they're not here yet, because they are literally known for being on time. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be one of my aspirational values.
It works.
To be a more timely person.
The last time I missed a flight, I called my mom, because she would usually be the first person I'd call, and I'd ask for extra money just to get that standby flight. And she, the last time, she said to me, "Tana musile." In other words, I don't know how you say it in English. You're not silly, but basically, you're naughty.
Sure.
You're naughty.
Sure.
This is becoming become a habit, and I'm never going to entertain it again.
Sure.
That's the last time I missed a flight.
Ah,
Never ever again.
So now one of your spiritual values, I guess, it's building into being you.
Yes.
Yeah. So now to summarize, so values can be split into three. Permission to play values. Mm-hmm. You know, one or two ethics, you know, the Ten Commandments stuff. And then two, doing deep work to reflect on how you've made decisions and how you've balanced dilemmas over the years. Mm-hmm. If you want to know that and codify that, it will be great. And the third one is one or two aspirational. And the other way to look at values, right, is four ways. One is personal values that guides your conduct, social values that sort of guides, you know, how you engage with people around you, mm-hmm. Those values that spur you into action, and sort of the values on how you sort of treat physical things that you have. So my encouragement here is these are operating models that are running underneath the current. They are driving us. Sometimes you work with a colleague, or you just meet someone and you just like, something is just not on.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that in your engagement with them, they're rubbing off a value that you hold so dearly, but you probably are not even aware of.
Mm.
So some of the conflicts you have with people might largely be driven by the things that are happening underneath that perhaps you may want to take some time to figure out and codify. And you say, hey, my name is Mandaj Flaro. These are my five core values. If these work for you, you and I can engage.
You and I can click.
Yes.
If not, we might just have a problem.
Yes. And even for employers, you kind of go, hey, here's my core values. If these don't work, we won't last.
Work.
It's never going to
work.
We
won't work. Dr. Manda, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have run out of time, but not really, because next week is still good time.
Awesome.
I think it's very important, and I'm never going to leave this out, because you are, of course, a leadership coach and many other things. Many other things. I think it's very important for us to always direct Radio Pulpit Family, be at your website, it's very, very important, because I never want anybody else to miss out on such insightful information. And one of the things I've also learned in recent times, very recent, is to say, in order for me to grow as a person, I need to also pursue that growth.
Yeah.
It's not going to come because I'm sitting and I'm listening to my radio.
Absolutely.
If I need more of this also, and to be guided in this direction, I'm going to reach out. I'm going to be a nuisance to Dr. Manda and Kenneth. So how do you reach out to you?
Very simple. They can follow me, Mandaj Flaro, on all the, sort of the social media pages. But or follow Superlead Advisory or superlead.co.za. And my email address, mandat@superlead.co.za.
Please spell that, Manda.
It's MAANDAT.
Huh?
It's Manda. It's M with two A's,
yes.
N-D-A.
Oh, I thought I heard T at the end.
And a T for my surname.
Oh.
Manda T.
So I'm like,
at superlead.co.za.
I don't know Manda or Mandat. It's Manda T at superlead.co.za. Dr. Manda, thank you so much for your time. And you will also catch this, in case you only just caught it now, on our Facebook page as well. It's up and it's running right now. Really appreciate spending this. It's almost been an hour, actually.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Thank you so much. God bless until next week.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Child alone inside and outside. There is not a thing to raise the love I have for you. So come on, child, together me and you. I can be your pillow, strength, your light by day, light by night, to guide you on your way. I can be your stronghold, your comforter, your counselor.
Arikwing, na o ka thagalela go araba dipotšišwana tše mmalwa ka thego ya gago.